Blog Talk Radio.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur with your host, Steve Kidd, third-generation minister and business coach. Join Steve and his guests to get answers to your questions and help break through to the next level in your business.
Hi, this is Steve. Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur. Don't you love Tuesday mornings, or for those of you on the East Coast, Tuesday lunchtimes? I just love being here with you, whether it's live or it's a year and a half from now. I love having you here together with me here on the radio. I appreciate you. Thank you so much. Today, we're going to talk about something that I think is just a blast, and that's marketing. Now, don't any of you run away. It's okay. We're going to do some fun stuff with you today that's going to make you feel good about marketing, because you need to understand that marketing is the cornerstone of our business, and yet it is often one of the most frustrating elements of our business for us to get a handle on. You know how it is. You have so many voices talking. We have voices coming at us from every direction. Do this thing. Oh, no, don't do that thing. Do this thing. We just have so many people giving us so many suggestions. But the most dangerous trap of all of those is when we try to do all of them at the same time. You know how it is. You hear somebody, they give you this great marketing suggestion. You run back to your office and you immediately institute it. And it runs for a couple of days, a couple of weeks. And then you hear another great suggestion and you run back to your office and you institute that one. And the truth of the matter is that you end up having none of them really feel like they work because you never gave any of them time to work. Does that sound familiar to anybody? Well, are you ready for that to change today? Because today I'm joined with my good friend, Dr. Manette Riordan. Sorry, Manette. I'm going to get it right before the hour's over. Manette's an expert in helping women remove the fear, doubt, and lack of clarity from their business and to develop real freedom in their life and business. So together today, we're going to help you eliminate confusion, get rid of that mean old overwhelm, and feel like you've had a marketing breakthrough. So join with me together and welcome Manette. Hi, Manette. How are you today?
I am great, Steve. Excited to be here with you and all your guests today.
Yeah. Sorry, I totally botched your name. I asked before
okay,
we started.
I'm giggling.
Still got it completely wrong. You and I have gotten a chance to be in mastermind groups and stuff together, so I've heard a little bit about your story, but tell everybody a little bit about your background and what brought you to this point.
Great, thank you for that. So, you know, I started my career, Steve, thinking I would be a college professor. You may not even know that part of my story. I have a doctorate from Stanford University in 19th and 20th century Latin American poetry. And life always seems to take us on an unexpected journey, and I ended up following my husband's job from California back to Texas. I'm actually a native Texan. And at the time, we were starting our family. I was raising my kids, and my kids got to be 3 and 1, Steve. And I said, I love my kids, but I am a terrible stay-at-home mom. I need something to do. And I started a parenting magazine. It was a perfect match for where I was at that point in my life. My kids were everything. I knew nothing. So I want to, all you new entrepreneurs out there who are scared of marketing, anything is possible. I was a teacher. I knew nothing about media, marketing, sales. I just thought, I can figure this out. And I had a friend who gifted me the concept and had a similar publication in Boulder, Colorado. And I just dove in head first. And that was in 2002. And the magazine really quickly grew. At first, I just did it quarterly. It was perfect when my kids were little. And we printed about 20,000 copies a quarter. And I would be in my minivan driving all over Collin County, Texas. distributing these magazines and meeting business owners and introducing myself to people. I joined three chambers of commerce at one point, was super active in networking, and I quickly grew that magazine from this quarterly publication to a monthly magazine with over 50,000 copies printed every month, distributed through close to 400 locations around the entire Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. And that sounds big and fancy and wonderful, and there's parts of it, Steve, that were great and parts that I really excelled at, and there were parts that I really struggled with. Like many business owners, I really struggled with cash flow issues, understanding what numbers to pay attention to in my business. We were grossing lots of money. We were a multiple six-figure business for many years. And then in 2008, 2009, 2010, print media was hit really hard by the crash. We estimated 30% of our clients went out of business completely. Lots of small mom and pop shops that just couldn't keep it going. And in the middle of all that, my husband and I decided to relocate to Santa Barbara, California. And we've been here about 2.5 years. And once we moved here, I made a big shift in my career from owning this publishing company. And by the time we were done with the publishing company, I had hosted huge expos with thousands of attendees and hundreds of vendors. I've been on this monthly deadline for 11 years, and it was time for a change. I was really wiped out. My husband was pretty wiped out. It took a lot of energy and most of our money to just keep that business afloat. So when we moved to Santa Barbara, I knew that I wanted to be a coach. But I wasn't really sure what kind of coach I wanted to be. And I spent about a year really struggling with clarity to figure out how to market myself, what kind of a coach to call myself, what are the problems that I solve, and who do I solve them for? Really some of the very core issues that I know we're going to talk about today about creating a marketing plan that is fun and effective at the same time. And all the things that I knew about marketing a magazine weren't necessarily working for my current business. So it's been an interesting journey over the years. I've had a lot of success, won a lot of awards, made a lot of money, lost a lot of money, created a lot of debt. You know, I would say I'm a pretty typical entrepreneur that's been on this roller coaster ride. And for the last year and a half, you know, really since you met me through the, you know, Kindle Stars program, I've gotten crystal clear about who I am, what I do, and who I serve, and it's made all the difference in my business, made it so much more fun, more meaningful, and certainly much more profitable. And it led me to ultimately write a book called The Artful Marketer, The Fundamental Business Guide for Creative Entrepreneurs, which came out this past January and is available on Amazon.com. And it really shares my story and that crazy journey and then tells you how to make marketing fun. That was probably a longer story than you wanted, Steve.
No, absolutely. That's interesting to hear. I didn't know you had ran a magazine. Actually, at one point a few years ago, Kathy and I actually ran a magazine for the local coastal community on the Oregon coast called the Long Beach Peninsula. It's actually in Washington, just over the border. It was nowhere as big as yours because there's not that many people. If every single person in the entire peninsula had been on the magazine,
yeah,
that lived there. But that was, yeah, that's interesting. I didn't know that. That's a lot of fun. So let's start off really basic. Let's talk about some real fundamentals of marketing. Like, let's even break it down to what does it even mean to market our business?
That's such a great question. And the simple answer, Steve, is that marketing is everything we do to generate leads for our business. Marketing is all there's, like you said, I loved your introduction. Marketing can be so incredibly overwhelming because we have so many opportunities to market our business, but they don't all work for everybody, and we don't need to be doing all of them. And in fact, I'm a big fan of just picking two or three to start with and adding slowly as you test and find the ones that work best for you. But marketing at its simplest definition is just all the different things that you do to generate leads for your business. That's it.
Great. You know, we talked about in the last time we were talking about marketing, we talked about the misnomer of the concept of word of mouth is the best form of marketing. And I kind of blew that myth out of the water because, you know, the truth of the matter is that if you relied totally on just word of mouth marketing, that would mean that anybody knowing about your business is completely in the hands of what other people do say about you, and you're not there to even direct the conversation. You know, so they could be saying great things about you, but they could also be saying less than flattering things about you, and thinking in their best intentions that they're really saying great things about you that are actually not drawing the people in towards you.
Right.
And so I think that's important. Let's talk a little bit about those fundamentals of having a plan. How do we plan on purpose to market our business?
So it's a great question. I'll just add a little bit to word of mouth. People that are successful at word of mouth marketing are also primarily running small businesses. They don't need big numbers of clients. And so I've heard in particular realtors have a lot of success with word of mouth marketing. But what they don't tell you, Steve, a lot of times when they say they rely on word of mouth marketing, a lot of them have been really savvy about building very solid referral partnerships with other strategic allies and partners like mortgage people and bankers and home inspectors. And so, you know, word of mouth is a little bit of a misnomer, I think, sometimes. I think there are ways to do that strategically and impactfully, but it should be a very small slice of your marketing plan. And in my book, I actually teach how to create a simple just one-page visual marketing plan that's based on the color wheel. And the way that you start is so simple. It starts with knowing exactly who your perfect client is, exactly what problems you solve for them, and why you're the best person to solve them. And in fact, I was doing a coaching session with somebody around ideal client yesterday. And when she finally got exactly who her ideal client was, it simplified her marketing because then she knew exactly where she needed to go, both in person through networking, meetups, speaking, that kind of event, as well as online in order to get in front of and create visibility for her perfect client. And I totally agree with what you said, Steve, about, you know, word of mouth, it's out of your control what people are saying for you. So I'm a big fan of really holding on to that control. And visibility is so important. And, you know, it's interesting. I wrote a blog post last week about transparency and how much transparency is too much. And one of the biggest shifts I've seen in marketing in the 15 years that I've been an entrepreneur is it used to be marketing was all about the spin. It was all about, you know, convincing people to buy. And marketing has become incredibly relationship driven, and it's more about authentic connection with people. And I think it takes some of the scariness out of marketing and sales as well when you approach your marketing from the perspective of educating people about how you can help them. I think that's the biggest mindset shift that people can make around marketing, that marketing is simply about educating people about how to do business with you. And it's very fun when you approach it from that perspective of service to others first. So it's important to be marketing online and offline. But again, once you know who your ideal client is, then you can determine exactly where you should be spending your time, your efforts, and your money to promote your business.
I think that's such great advice. You know, we've mentioned before, and we'll bring it up again, the biggest thing that we fight against is that whole concept of ideal client. We're going to take a little break here, but when we come back, I want to dig in a little bit deeper into that whole concept of it being okay to have an ideal client, to actually define who it is that you want to approach, as opposed to not wanting to quote-unquote limit yourself to a certain group of people. So we're going to jump back in at that place when we come back right after these commercials.
Are you an entrepreneur, coach, or consultant who's tired of constantly searching for the next client? Are you ready to get your expertise out of your head into the world and packaged into a profitable online course that delivers a steady stream of your perfect, ideal clients to your door every day and a steady, predictable source of revenue? Hi, this is Janine Blackwell, and I've created my own 7-figure courses, and I've walked hundreds of experts like you through the step-by-step of creating and launching their own course. I'd like to invite you to a free online training I'm hosting for you called The 7 Steps to Creating and Launching Your Profitable Online Course. I'm going to show you exactly how to create your course, market your course, and automate delivery of it so you can get your course up and running fast and have it work for you 24/7. You can grab your spot at www.createyouronlinecourse.com. So join me at www.createyouronlinecourse.com.
Hi, this is Steve Kidd, the host of Thriving Entrepreneur. I want you to know you are uniquely brilliant. You were created for a purpose. The world needs you. As some of you know, I'm blessed to work with my amazing wife, Kathy, and together we want to help you thrive. Our website is wehelpyouthrive.com. That's what we're passionate about. That is what we do. We help you thrive in both your life and your business. We are so excited to be bringing to you Thriving Entrepreneur every week, and we want to help you thrive in every aspect of your life and business. To show you how grateful we are for you listening to our show, and more importantly, to help you on your road as a thriving entrepreneur, I have recorded chapter one of my book, 10 Things You Must Have to Thrive in Life and Business. This chapter is about finding and following your passion. I wrote it with the intent of helping you find and develop your passion so that you will share your unique brilliance with the world. You know that we are created for a purpose, and we want to help you shine. So just for listening, we are giving you the expanded audio version of Chapter 1 of 10 Things You Must Have to Thrive in Life and Business, to have all you do be something that you are passionate about. All you need to do is go to wehelpyouthrive.com/radio and enter your name and email address. Go to wehelpyouthrive.com/radio to hear about all our shows and to get your free gift today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
You know, in listening to that new advertisement, I have to actually give a shout out to Manette and the rest of the folks from my mastermind group. It is thanks to them that I actually created the free giveaway for Chapter 1, the audio version of Chapter 1 of my book, and that new commercial. So thanks, Manette, and all of the rest of you in the mastermind group. I appreciate that. That's me being teachable and then jumping right on it and doing it.
And it sounded great. I loved it. I was listening for that, Steve.
Oh, well, good. I'm glad that I flipped us out of the green room long enough for you to get to hear at least a part of it. So, like you said, guys, I really appreciate it. You know, just as a completely total side note before we jump back into ideal customer, that is one thing I would encourage everybody is have a group of people that you like, admire, and trust, and that you can pour your wisdom and knowledge into them, and they can do the same. I am such a huge, huge, huge fan of masterminds. I love them. I run them. If you want to be part of one with me, I'll be glad to talk you through that concept. But, you know, I just really, really encourage you, don't be an island. It's so easy to do as a solopreneur to just, you know, become very isolated, hide in your office, especially if you have a home office. You know, you can just be in your jammies for like a week straight, you know, and you get a lot of business done, but you don't see a lot of people. So I encourage you to reach out to others. Now, Manette, we were talking before the break and my little segue there. We were talking about the ideal client. And you even mentioned in the green room a little bit about how important you think that is and how much easier you think that is to start with marketing. So if you can share with the group, what is this whole thing about ideal client and how can we make it work for us and our business?
Great question. Thank you for that. Well, so there's a couple of different things you hear in marketing circles and marketing education a lot. Ideal client, perfect client, creating a profile. And then you also hear a lot about picking a niche or a niche, depending on who you are and how you say it. And both of them have the same underlying reason for why they're so impactful. When you know exactly who you want to work with, It makes your marketing so easy. You know exactly where to go and find them. And I prefer to coach my clients to create an ideal client profile as opposed to focusing on a niche. It can be very difficult to kind of narrow in our focus to a particular group of people. And I want to add that I see so many entrepreneurs, Steve, that have so much resistance to picking a niche. They think, oh, if I narrow my focus, I'm not going to get enough clients. And then, you know, people aren't going to want to come and work with me. And the opposite is actually true. The more you narrow your focus, the more you can be really clear about exactly who it is that you want to work with and why, the more of them will be attracted to you. It makes it easier to write the copy for your website, for all your social media, even your blog. Everything gets directed to this particular group of people. I like to take the concept of niche one step further, and I encourage my clients, and I believe Steve does as well, to create a written profile of who the perfect person is. And so most of you that are listening, if I ask you, who's your favorite all-time client? And it may be a client from your current business. It may be a friend that you've helped in the past if you're still new in business. But most of us can immediately call to mind an image of who the perfect person is. And I'll share a very specific example. When I owned my publishing company, I had a lot of advertisers. You know, we'd have 100 advertisers in every single issue of the magazine. And especially in summer camps, we'd have double that. So there were lots of people that we were working with. But there was one favorite who always rose to the top of the list for us for a couple of different reasons. So first of all, she was super friendly and we loved talking with her. She herself personally was a member of our readership demographic. She was a mom of two young kids, and she did all the marketing and outreach for all the ice skating centers in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So she really understood the importance and value of marketing. So not only did she understand the benefit of advertising in our magazine, every single month she turned in her ad on time without us having to bug her or remind her. She always paid her bills on time, and her ad copy was always perfect, beautiful, and didn't need any tweaking, changes, or going back and forth. So she was such a great match. So it was so easy to say, I want all my clients to be just like Liz. Liz was an amazing client to work with. And while not all of our clients were as great as Liz, Liz helped us create a standard of the types of clients we were looking for. So when I would coach my sales team, and I had about 8 women and one gentleman on my sales team that were out selling ads all over the Dallas Metroplex, and I would share with them, here's our ideal client profile. Here's the exact type of business owner that we're looking for. We weren't interested in selling ads to just anybody. We were interested in creating partnerships that would really be long-term with people. And I'm proud to say that, you know, in the since I sold that company, we stopped doing print in 2010, converted everything to digital. And Liz, who was my favorite client, actually came to work for me, Steve, and ended up buying the magazine and still has the website up and going today. So you never know where those kind of relationships and partnerships are going to take you. The more specific, detailed, and visual image that you can create of your ideal client, the easier it is to find them, to attract them, and for them to self-select. Because when they go to your website, they're going to go, oh, that's me. She's talking to me. And then they're going to click on your free opt-in. They're going to sign up for a free consult, or they're going to go read your about page to learn more about you. So it makes your marketing so simple. So I encourage you today to sit down and take some time and write down all the things that you can think about that make a client the perfect client for you.
That is so impactful. I mean, I even encourage my clients to take it so far as to giving that person a name. I mean, even if it's a brand new company for you and you don't have, it's nice when you have somebody like Liz that's an actual real human being and already has a name that her parents gave to her. But even if not, you know, Give that that avatar, if you will, a name. You know, go to the specifics with her. Where does, you know, if you're going to take her out to lunch, what kind of place do you expect she's going to want to go for lunch? You know, is she a let's go grab a bowl at Chipotle kind of girl, or is she a, you know, is she a vegan? You know, I mean, I live in Portland, you know, so we've always got some of those. We, you know, it's all of those kind of specifics, you know, where does she shop? What kind of clothes does she wear? You know, how does she do her hair? The more granularly specific you can get. And I know it's totally counterintuitive. In our first episode ever, Jenna, our guest, was actually talking about the fact that everybody resists this, that every person that she's ever worked with and, you know, all the marketing people, that that's what their specialty is that I've talked to, they say that's the number one thing they have to get past is people's fighting against being that specific. They're like, well, but then that writes off, you know, so-and-so who I've done work with too. And it's like, yes, it does. But, you know, you'll find that your market actually grows bigger when you're more specific than it does when you're too generic. You know, Jenny even said that if you're too generic, you'll find that you won't actually have any customers. So
I totally agree with that. And is that Jenna Rodriguez you're referring to?
No, that's actually Jenna Sword from up here in Portland.
Okay. So another friend of mine that does branding work in Texas who talks about this topic a lot, which goes to show you that pretty much every marketing expert out there is going to tell you that you need to understand who your ideal client is. And Steve and I could preach at you all day about this. And I love what Steve said about giving her a name. I require all my clients to also find a picture, create a name, like my coaching clients, you know, my ideal coaching client profile, her name is Sharon, and she's an amalgamation of many of my clients. And the other thing I would add to that, and Steve, I'd love to hear if this has happened for you too, but since I started my coaching practice, you know, the clients that come to me are all the same. I use a bunch of assessments in my work with clients. They all have the same core temperament. They have similar core values. They're super creative. So my profile has changed over time to match the people who are showing up and most attracted to work with me. So an ideal client profile is also a work in progress. It's not written in stone. And it also doesn't mean that you're only going to work with that client. Just because you're focused and targeted on that one client doesn't mean you have to say no to other people. In fact, it might surprise you who shows up to work with you. And I totally agree with what Steve said, that it seems counterintuitive, but the truth is the more you narrow your focus, then the more clients show up. It's amazing. It works every single time. Right, Steve?
Oh, it really, really does. You know, we even talked about the fact that in the end, what you'll find happens is the age-old phrase, birds of a feather flock together. You're really only going to approach the people and really attract the people that are like, you know, they're like you. They're the kind of people that you would hang out with or have conversations with. Often we want to, you know, we see a market that it's like, oh, man, that's a great market, huge trend. Everybody's into this kind of thing. And we dive in towards somebody. And quite frankly, when we evaluate it later, it's kind of fun to do some what we call postmortems on stuff like that and find out that the reason why it didn't work is because really, quite frankly, we didn't really like those people. Might have been a lot of money there, but we didn't connect with them at all.
Right.
So I would encourage you, in fact, while you're listening to the commercial, I say this every time, please do listen to the commercials. But since I know, ladies, calling you out on this again, you're going to be thinking about 15 other things while the commercial's running as well. One of those things I'd like you to think about is how can you narrow your focus? What is her name? Where does she live? What is she doing? Think through those kind of things, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who've been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called Accelerated Networking to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
Hi, this is Steve Kidd, the host of Thriving Entrepreneur. I want you to know you are uniquely brilliant. You were created for a purpose. The world needs you. As some of you know, I'm blessed to work with my amazing wife, Kathy, and together we want to help you thrive. Our website is wehelpyouthrive.com. That's what we're passionate about. That is what we do. We help you thrive in both your life and your business. We are so excited to be bringing to you Thriving Entrepreneur every week, and we want to help you thrive in every aspect of your life and business. To show you how grateful we are for you listening to our show, and more importantly, to help you on your road as a thriving entrepreneur, I have recorded chapter 1 of my book, 10 Things You Must Have to Thrive in Life and Business. This chapter is about finding and following your passion. I wrote it with the intent of helping you find and develop your passion so that you will share your unique brilliance with the world. You know that we are created for a purpose, and we want to help you shine. So just for listening, we are giving you the expanded audio version of Chapter 1 of 10 Things You Must Have to Thrive in Life and Business, to have all you do be something that you are passionate about. All you need to do is go to wehelpyouthrive.com/radio and enter your name and email address. Go to wehelpyouthrive.com/radio to hear about all our shows and to get your free gift today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
Hi, this is Steve, and I'm here with my guest, Manette, and we are talking to you about overcoming marketing confusion and overwhelm. If you're a human being that's ever tried to run a business, you have had a time. I can guarantee you, I know people who have multi-billion-dollar businesses and people who are brand new, and all of them will tell you there comes a point in time where you find yourself overwhelmed and where you find yourself having confused your marketing message. And so regardless of where you are in the scope of things, know that you're in good company, that we all struggle with it, and that we're here today to help you find some ways to break through from that confusion and overwhelm into an empowered sense that you can do this, because you can. You can do it. We believe in you. So the question that really comes to mind is, with all of the things out there, and if you went online and did a search for what's the best way to market my business, you could probably spend the rest of the year just going to programs to market your company without ever marketing your company. So we want to try to reduce a little bit of that for you and talk about what is some of the very specific best things that a person should do starting off to really have a good, solid marketing program. Can you answer that, Manette?
Yeah, so that's a great question. And for those of you who may be a little shy or a little more introverted, you're not going to like my answer. But the truth is, the number one fastest way to grow your business, no matter what business you're in, is to get out of your house and go meet people. And I know that that can be intimidating, but with practice, it gets easier. So the very first time I went to the Plano Chamber of Commerce, which was my local Chamber of Commerce where I was about to start my magazine, I hadn't printed my first copy yet. I called the chamber and I said, hey, you know, somebody said I should come and visit. And she said, yeah, come on. It's Friday mornings at 7 a.m. It's a lot of fun. You'll have a great time. She did not tell me, Steve, that I would need to stand up in front of a room full of 100 people and give a 30-second commercial. And I can tell you that I was mortified. I was shaking. And the way they did it at that time was they went up and down rows. So I knew it was getting closer and closer and closer to me. And I kept getting more and more nervous as my time to speak got nearer because I was completely unprepared. I had no idea what to say. And I can't even tell you now what I said, you know. I turned beet red. I was so nervous. My knees were shaking. And about 5 years later, one of my friends from the chamber, who is a longtime member, you know, he said, "Oh, Minette, here was another magazine come along. We never thought you'd make it. And we're really proud that you did." And so, you know, that moment of nervousness was a real turning point for me. So what I encourage those of you to do that struggle with networking, because I know how hard it is, I really do have a lot of empathy. I am naturally pretty outgoing, but that was such a shock to me, is to be prepared. And the way that you get prepared is back to our former conversation around knowing who your client is and knowing exactly what you do and practicing in a mirror or in your car or wherever it feels comfortable your elevator pitch, whether it's 20 seconds, whether it's 30 seconds, whether it's a whole minute. Write it out and practice it ahead of time. Even if you have to read it a couple of times in front of people, don't be afraid to just stand up there and make it funny and silly or memorable, or just say your name and who it is that you're looking for. But getting out of your house and in front of people is the number one fastest way to grow your business. And we could talk all day long about online marketing, but online strategies are slow growth opportunities. They're not immediate, impactful ways to connect with the people that you want to be working with. Public speaking, I know a lot of people really struggle with public speaking. I'm a big fan of public speaking to grow your business. And doing interviews like this one with Steve are great opportunities for visibility as well. So if you get my drift and my theme here, you need to be places where you are connecting with people and they get a chance to listen to you talk about who you serve, how you serve them, and why you are so brilliant at what you do.
Absolutely. And, you know, just as a side note, because Jessica actually talked to us about it in the episode, remember, introverts, your introversion versus extroversion has to do with how your energy ends up when you're in a group. So an extrovert is going to spend time with people and be all energized. They're just going to be, you know, they'll feel more energized at the end of an event of a bunch of people than they did when they got there. An introvert is just the opposite. They're going to be drained by time with people. So what you need to do if you're an introvert is make sure that after the event, don't skip the event because that's not going to do your business any good. After the event, intentionally schedule for yourself time to rejuvenate, to sit alone by yourself, to do some journaling, to go get yourself a cup of coffee, whatever re-energizes you and puts you back into a place where you feel centered as opposed to drained. And that's a huge key to help you as an introvert to be able to then step out of your comfort zone and get really actually excellent at marketing. We have a great bonus here at our house because, you know, I'm an extrovert. You can tell that, you know, I'm always blabbing on the radio here. And Kathy's an introvert, very, very much so. And yet she shines at marketing events because she's learned how to step out, how to really be impactful during that time, and then how to also give herself permission that it's okay to be completely exhausted afterwards and not have to, you know, go and deal with the kids' carpool, you know, right after a marketing event or things like that. So that's good.
I love that. I think that's such great advice. And, you know, one of the other things that I've heard for people that, you know, do struggle with networking is to set a goal to just meet one new person or two new people. And I also encourage you to look for networking situations where it's more structured and you know what to expect. Steve, sometimes I think the more mixer format can be a challenge for a lot of people, including me. I don't love the mixers as much as I love a more structured format. And so find the places where you can network that you feel safe and comfortable with how the structure is and you know what to expect. That can also make it feel much simpler. And then the other thing is, and it's funny, I'm giving a talk at lunchtime today on sales. And the thing about networking, I think people forget, is we think we have to go in and sell to the room. But the truth is, you're going to networking just to meet people and to tell them a little bit about what you do and to learn about what they do. So just go in with an attitude of curiosity and service first. Go in saying, oh, who can I help today? And set an intention to just be of service to two or three people. And I think it takes some of the pressure off if you don't go in with this expectation that you're going to walk away with clients, because that's not really what networking is about. Networking is about building relationships. And I would say that's true online, Steve, as well as in-person events.
Oh, absolutely. You know, the saying goes, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. That caring is not going to be expressed through, you know, some well-rehearsed pitch at the front of the room or, you know, running around to each person going, here's my business card, you give me your business card. You know, those are not the times. It's that connection where we connect with one or two people and we, you know, I mean, it doesn't have to be talking about our business. We could be talking about our kids or our cute dog. I mean, I don't know if any of you have ever seen pictures of our dog, but she's adorable. You know, we could talk all day about her, you know. It's that connection that really gets it. In fact, you know, we were even going to talk a little bit about it, how much money you really have to spend in order to make marketing work. And you were talking about networking. I mean, there are a lot of networking groups that are free or so inexpensive that you can do a lot of marketing for your business and not spend a lot of money.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I would just add to that, that not to spread yourself too thin either. You know, I live in Santa Barbara, California. It's a small community. I think our, you know, our area still only has about 100,000 people. So, you know, you go to networking events and you see a lot of the same people. So I encourage you to pick the one or two, I would say at least two, that are very different from each other and stick with them, that it takes time to build relationships. Just like the story I shared, you know, did I get clients that first time I stood up at the chamber? No, I didn't. It took time for those people to get to know me. A lot of those members were longstanding members of the Plano community. They'd been in business there a long time, and they'd seen a lot of new people come and go in and out of these meetings. And so they were looking for people who were showing up in service and were committed to the community, and then they were willing to do business with me. And so I encourage you to get involved, join a committee, join a board, and find a couple of groups that you can really spend time getting to know the members, having one-on-one conversations with them. So, you know, I know we're talking a lot about networking, Steve, and I don't know if you want to shift and talk about some other ideas for marketing as well, but I'm such a huge fan of the potential for networking to help people very quickly attract more clients into their business.
Well, I kind of love that we're talking about marketing. I mean, besides the fact that we are a member of the eWomen Network and we're big proponents of joining eWomen, you know, I think it's a great organization. I am a guy, and I'm still part of the eWomen Network.
Yeah, nice.
You know, it's national. It has great chapters. It has really good, solid foundations. So, you know, those things are important, and that connection with people is really the core of our marketing. You know, we could go out and do some hardcore sales kind of things, but it starts from our ability to be able to connect with people and share with them, hey, this is who I am as a person. I want to get to know who you are as a person. Let's form a relationship. And then it takes some of that scariness out of later on having to have to do that scary sales thing that we'll talk about in a couple of days.
Yeah, and I'm also a big fan of eWomen. I'll just jump on that bandwagon. So I lived in Plano, where Sandra Yancey is from, and founded eWomen many, many years ago, went to the multiple years, attended the big national conference in Dallas, which is a blast if you've never been. It's an amazing event. And so I agree with Steve. It's an awesome group to join. Sadly, there's not a chapter in Santa Barbara. And so the closest one is a couple of hours away. And Orange County in Southern California has an awesome chapter. If you're listening and you live in Southern California, I encourage you to check out Orange County. And again, eWomen attracts a certain type of entrepreneur. NAVO, National Alliance of Women Business Owners, attracts a little bit different type of entrepreneur. Meetups are a great place to look for entrepreneurial groups. I'm a huge fan of chambers, especially if you're active and love to volunteer in your community. There are so many options. You know, Rotary is a great service organization that could also be incredible for networking. There's so many different leads, BNI, all kinds of groups. Toastmasters can help you get comfortable speaking in front of people, and it's great for networking. So really deciding and taking your time to visit and find a group where you're able to pretty quickly connect with people and where it feels very welcoming. If you're new walking into networking, make sure someone walks up and greets you personally and introduces you to people. You're looking for a group that's very inclusive. And sometimes people are shy and they don't always reach out. So be proactive in your networking. So and you should have the same attitude that you take to a public networking event. Apply that to online as well, coming from a place of education and service first, connecting people to each other, offering to be of service, offering something for free that has a high quality value are all great ways to make yourself more attractive and really stand out as an expert in your niche.
Absolutely. You know, the important part is almost every organization I know of will allow guests to come for free, visit things until you find what we refer to as your tribe, until you find those birds of a feather that you want to flock together with. So, you know, that's something I think you can understand now. Is that your marketing budget doesn't have to be huge. It can be fairly inexpensive or almost free, but you need to make sure that you have a plan for your marketing. So you think about that, and we will be right back.
Are you an entrepreneur, coach, or consultant who's tired of constantly searching for the next client? Are you ready to get your expertise out of your head into the world and packaged into a profitable online course that delivers a steady stream of your perfect, ideal clients to your door every day and a steady, predictable source of revenue? Hi, this is Janine Blackwell, and I've created my own seven-figure courses, and I've walked hundreds of experts like you through the step-by-step of creating and launching their own course. I'd like to invite you to a free online training I'm hosting for you called The 7 Steps to Creating and Launching Your Profitable Online Course. I'm going to show you exactly how to create your course, market your course, and automate delivery of it so you can get your course up and running fast and have it work for you 24/7. You can grab your spot at www.createyouronlinecourse.com. So join me at www.createyouronlinecourse.com.
Hi, this is Steve Kidd, the host of Thriving Entrepreneur. I want you to know you are uniquely brilliant. You were created for a purpose. The world needs you. As some of you know, I'm blessed to work with my amazing wife, Kathy, and together we want to help you thrive. Our website is wehelpyouthrive.com. That's what we're passionate about. That is what we do. We help you thrive in both your life and your business. We are so excited to be bringing to you Thriving Entrepreneur every week, and we want to help you thrive in every aspect of your life and business. To show you how grateful we are for you listening to our show, and more importantly, to help you on your road as a thriving entrepreneur, I have recorded chapter one of my book, 10 Things You Must Have to Thrive in Life and Business. This chapter is about finding and following your passion. I wrote it with the intent of helping you find and develop your passion so that you will share your unique brilliance with the world. You know that we are created for a purpose, and we want to help you shine. So just for listening, we are giving you the expanded audio version of Chapter 1 of 10 Things You Must Have to Thrive in Life and Business, to have all you do be something that you are passionate about. All you need to do is go to wehelpyouthrive.com/radio and enter your name and email address. Go to wehelpyouthrive.com /radio to hear about all our shows and to get your free gift today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
Hi, this is Steve, and I'm here with Minette, and we are talking about overcoming marketing confusion and overwhelm. Minette, I know that you have given us a lot of really great, helpful advice today, and I'm sure that there are some people that are like, you know, I'd like to do some work with her, talk to her in more detail about how I can make my marketing work or how I can really identify my ideal customer. How would a person go about connecting with you and having you work with them?
Thank you for that opportunity. So, you know, the thing I think I'd like to offer to people is I have a 12-month membership program called the Artful Marketers Six-Figure Breakthrough Club, and I'm offering a free 30-day trial of that program, and I would love to invite people to go to mindfulpatterns.com. That's MINDFULPATTERNS.com. They can contact me directly. They can learn more about the program. Basically, it's monthly training, live Q&A opportunities with me, get all your marketing questions answered, as well as access to my library of marketing webinars, ebooks, and all kinds of great juicy details on how to get started, because especially if you're new in business, the getting started can be the most challenging part. And I always help people understand how understanding who they are and what their core values are can make them so much more attractive to their clients. So I have some fun assessments in there as well that people can take and play with, again, totally free for 30 days. And then after that, it's only $197 for the whole year. It's a new program I rolled out with my book, The Artful Marketer, in January, and I'm really looking for some super motivated and committed people that are excited about having a big income breakthrough to come and play with me this year. And just to add one little piece to that, this group is unique because it integrates mindfulness activities as well as artful creative activities, because I do think marketing should be visual and it should be fun. And I want to leave everybody with a particular tip that will help you manage the overwhelm around marketing. And that is to get a 30 or 31-day calendar, depending on what month it is, and to commit to doing one thing to market your business every single day. That might be write a blog post, attend a networking event, reach out to somebody like Steve to be a guest on his show, spend half an hour on Facebook or LinkedIn making connections with people and sharing educational information. So there's lots of tactics. Pick two or three of them that you really love. Focus on them and put the time in your calendar. Block it out every single day. And if you commit just a minimum of 30 minutes to marketing every single day, you will see a rapid growth in your business just because you're creating consistency and visibility for yourself.
I think that's so important. On purpose, scheduled, specific activities that you do every day. You know, your marketing really needs to be a habit. They say it takes 21 days to form a habit. And I usually encourage people to actually just give themselves the whole month and really form that as a habit that you're going to be on purpose, scheduled. That's really important that it's not just, oh, well, I commit that I am going to spend 30 minutes tomorrow. Well,
right.
You know, I can guarantee you life's going to overtake you. And at the end of tomorrow, you're going to look back and go, oh, darn, I was going to do that 30 minutes and I didn't. You know, get it into your
and
schedule.
And so, I would add to that that it's very much like a muscle that you have to exercise, just like a fitness class, a yoga class, getting out every day for a walk. If you're truly committed to your own business success, then plan for it. I find that if you don't put it in your schedule and you leave it to the end of the day, it never happens. So if marketing is something that's challenging for you, do it first thing in the morning when you get up, if you can, or at a time of day when, you know, you don't have clients. But I loved what you said about it being specific and very actionable. They don't have to be huge, really complex challenges, one step at a time. And if you're, I just want to add, Steve, that if they are struggling to identify their ideal client, I offer a free 30-minute breakthrough call. I'd be more than happy to just have you contact me through mindfulpatterns.com and help you. In 30 minutes, I guarantee you we can create an ideal client profile for you if that's something that you're still struggling with in your business.
Yeah, that's awesome. So that's artfulmarketer.com. Is that
mindfulpatterns.com.
Mindfulpatterns.com. Mindfulpatterns.com. I encourage you guys. I mean, she's talking about doing some of this stuff for you for free. You know, we play ads and talk to people, and they're like, well, the program's only, you know, $3,000. It's totally worth it. But, you know, I mean, we're talking about stuff for free that you could do right now that'll help you, you know, just advance your business by light years. But there's one part to it, and that's that you got to do it. Again, like I said at the beginning of the hour, don't jump on everybody's marketing program and just kind of start into it. Do the next person's. Pick a program, commit to yourself that you're going to, you know, just, I'm going to do this marketing plan and I'm going to do it for the next 3 months. I'm not going to do any other marketing plan for 3 months. And watch and see just how well your marketing will start blooming when you actually give it time to grow and you're not always just trying some new things. Minette, I want to just tell you thank you. I appreciate you so much, and I appreciate you being a guest on the show and offering our listeners things that they can do with you for free. Thank you so much for being here today.
Oh, I'm thrilled to be here and excited that we're in our mastermind together as well and getting to know you and the amazing work that you do, and I'm a big fan, so thank you for having me on the show today.
No, thanks. Well, I encourage all of you, I tell you this every week, you need to understand you are uniquely brilliant. You were created for a purpose, and the world needs you. You want to embrace that. We're going to be here with you every single week. You can listen to all the back episodes. You can download us and listen to us in the car, but know that we're here for you. We help you thrive. Join in next week. I've got a special guest, check out our marketing that we're doing on Facebook and stuff. I'm going to be teasing you all week. I've got a really special program next week. We're going to help you break through to the real you and really shine and thrive next week. So don't miss it and listen to this episode over and over again until you've got it down. Remember, you are unique. And we're here because we help you thrive. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to Thriving Entrepreneur today. If you want to get your question answered, send an email to questions@wehelpyouthrive.com. We look forward to you joining us again next time.
Hi, this is Steve Kidd, the host of Thriving Entrepreneur. I want you to know you are uniquely brilliant. You were created for a purpose. The world needs you. As some of you know, I'm blessed to work with my amazing wife, Kathy, and together we want to help you thrive. Our website is wehelpyouthrive.com. That's what we're passionate about. That is what we do. We help you thrive in both your life and your business. We are so excited to be bringing to you Thriving Entrepreneur every week, and we want to help you thrive in every aspect of your life and business. To show you how grateful we are for you listening to our show, and more importantly, to help you on your road as a thriving entrepreneur, I have recorded chapter one of my book, 10 Things You Must Have to Thrive in Life and Business. This chapter is about finding and following your passion. I wrote it with the intent of helping you find and develop your passion so that you will share your unique brilliance with the world. You know that we are created for a purpose, and we want to help you shine. So just for listening, we are giving you the expanded audio version of Chapter 1 of 10 Things You Must Have to Thrive in Life and Business. To have all you do be something that you are passionate about, all you need to do is go to wehelpyouthrive.com/radio and enter your name and email address. Go to wehelpyouthrive.com/radio to hear about all our shows and to get your free gift today.